Just 2 days before, Tack Gentry had been on his way home. Tack had left Sunbonnet Pass 2 years before. He was a younger man then, gone off with the trail herds in the hope of building a future. It had been a hard ride, but Tack had done well. He'd saved close to $4,000 and meant to buy a herd of his own. Tack had been gone a long time, but as he rode toward town, his pulse got quick. He was beginning to feel as if he'd never left. The rain came from nowhere. Tack turned to see the storm clouds moving up from behind, but directly ahead, the sun still shone bright. Tack pointed his gray east and spurred him on, hoping to beat the rain into town. The town looked different to Tack. The buildings were worn, and so were the faces of the men and women he passed in the street. Few people were out in the rain, and Tack saw no one he recognized. He stopped in at the Longhorn to wait out the rain. The Longhorn was a saloon and dance hall. Cowhands came from all over the state to take in the shows there. As Tack reined in his horse, he noticed a young boy scraping a poster off the saloon marquee. A brand new poster was rolled up under the boy's arm. The saloon was empty, except for the bartender and a tall, clean-cut man who sat at a side table. He was smiling and dealing himself cards. He wore a black suit and a pearl-handled Colt hung at his hip.
What'll it be?
Whiskey will do just fine.
Whiskey it is.
Thank you. Name's Tack Gentry. This used to be my town.
Whiskey's two bits, mister. Your town or otherwise.
Red here?
Don't know no red.
This was his saloon.
Well, it ain't no more.
He sold out?
Listen, mister. Van Harden owns the Longhorn, and as far as I'm concerned, he always has.
Tack had never heard of a man named Van Harden, yet he didn't find that strange. He'd been gone a while, after all. But why had Red sold the Longhorn? That was a puzzle. Tack decided that a deal must have been offered that old Red just couldn't refuse. On his way out of the bar, Tack passed the tall stranger. He never looked up. Tack couldn't help but wonder whether the flashy Colt was for hire. Outside, the rain continued to fall, no end in sight. Tack figured his Uncle John would have hot coffee on the stove. He decided to brave the rain and head on home. As he rode through the valley, Tack could see the main house of the London Ranch. It had been 2 years since he'd last seen Betty London, and he felt his heart beat faster as he turned his horse off the trail toward the house. He figured Uncle John and his coffee could wait. Three men were loafing on the wide veranda of the London Ranch House. Tack rode up and scanned the unfamiliar faces.
Hello there. I'm here to see Bill London.
Then what are you doing here?
This is his ranch.
His ranch?
London ain't got a ranch. Ain't got nothing but a few acres back against the creek in Sunbonnet Pass.
If this isn't Bill London's ranch, then whose is it?
Jeb Van Harden's.
What about Betty?
She's still living with him, for the time being, anyway.
What's that supposed to mean?
Betty's taking herself a job, room and board included. She's gonna be dancing at the Longhorn Saloon.
Listen up, partner. Betty London's a friend of mine. If you mean to be making jokes at her expense, well, you'll be answering to me.
Hey, no offense there, mister. It weren't meant as a joke.
What he says is true. Betty London's gonna dance. And I can tell you one thing, mister. I mean to get me a front row seat.
Yeah, me too.
Tack rode on down the pass toward home, his head held low against the wind. Something was very wrong in Sunbonnet Pass. He couldn't understand what was going on. But Uncle John could give him some answers. He'd straighten all this out. As he passed through the gate to the G-Bar Ranch, Tack could see a man standing on the porch. He spurred his horse toward the house.
Hey there. Supper ready.
It's ready, all right, but we ain't serving strangers.
Hey, friend, I'm no stranger. Name is Tack Gentry. John Gentry is my uncle.
I don't know you, mister, and I never heard of no John Gentry. I reckon you got the wrong spread.
Wrong spread? I helped build this place. I helped Uncle John with his house here and built the corrals myself. Where is everybody?
Reckon you've been gone a long time, ain't you?
Tack turned. A second man had stepped up onto the front porch.
Gone? Well, yes, I have been. What business is that of yours?
The man was short, stocky, and blonde. He had a wide, flat face, a small, broken nose, and black eyes.
Everything is my business in Sunbonnet Pass. Name's Olney. I'm the marshal here.
What about Dick Carlson? He was marshal in my time.
Your time's gone, mister.
You're no longer welcome here. I suggest you ride out. Dinner's on, Marshal, if you're coming.
Tack was confused. He looked around. The place was run down and uncared for. He didn't recognize any of the horses in the corral.
Marshal, where's my Uncle John? What's going on here?
Oh, if you mean John Gentry, he's dead. He drew on the wrong man. Got himself killed.
Tack's throat got tight and his eyes burned. He felt the rain running down his face and up under his chin. He closed his eyes and wished that this was all a practical joke. When he opened his eyes, he saw the marshal draw his gun. If this was a joke, he knew it was over.
Get out now, mister, and keep right on going. This ranch belongs to Jeb Van Harden. Trespassers run the risk of being shot.